Coach's Insight continues here on Care 93.7, talking high school hoops here in Northeast Kansas, transitioning to Oskaloosa basketball. We'd normally talk to Oskaloosa girls coach Lindsay Newell. Unfortunate, unable to get a hold of her this week. So getting you caught up on the Bears and where they're at moving forward after the holiday break. Our conversations, of course, always with the coach, presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Oskaloosa still searching for their first win of the year. Game Tuesday night against Pleasant Ridge. Come up on the short end of it. 43-22 was that final score. They've played a gauntlet of a schedule so far in the Northeast Kansas League, and that will only continue coming up on Friday night when they get ACCHS, the top team in the league right now, undefeated at 6-0. They are 6-1 overall. The only loss for ACCHS, that was their second game of the year back in early December. They lost by 12 to Holton, of course, out of the Big 7. But this is a team that has won 4 straight games, make it 5 after Tuesday night's win over Jefferson County North. They won that game by 29. So for Oskaloosa, just trying to get that first win of the year. They'll have the JCN Girls Midseason Tournaments, of course, here in a couple of weeks towards the end of the month. But right now, they'll have Northeast Kansas League games Friday against ACCHS. Next week, they'll take on Horton and Jefferson County North as Oskaloosa continues to search for that first win this season. Of course, always, our Coach's Insight conversation with the coach, always presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory.